Member of Parliament for Battle River, Crowfoot Damian Curack has officially resigned his seat in the House of Commons. In an announcement on X Tuesday, Curack said he sent a letter to the Speaker of the House of Commons, so that a by-election can be called as soon as possible to allow for our Conservative Party leader, Pierre Poilievre, to run in Battle River Crowfoot and earn a seat in the House of Commons where he will continue fighting for Canadians and holding the Liberal government to account. It has been a tremendous honour to serve the good people of Battle River Crowfoot as their Member of Parliament since 2019. Their support and commitment to the Conservative movement and our mission to bring back hope and prosperity to this country has been unmatched, Curack said in a statement. Pierre Poilievre is a man of principle, character, and is the hardest working MP I have ever met. His energy, passion, and drive will have a huge benefit in East Central Alberta. Curack said he will work locally to be a strong voice for the region while supporting Poilievre. He said he plans to run again as MP in Battle River Crowfoot in the next general election. We will build on the momentum we have gained with a strong, united vision that will restore the Canadian promise, he said. Curack announced his intention to resign in May, but officially tabled his resignation in the House of Commons on Tuesday. I want to thank my incredible constituents who gave me the honor of being their representative in Ottawa since 2019. It has been nothing short of a privilege to serve and be a rural Alberta voice in Parliament. I could not have done this important work without the support of my wife, Danielle, our boys, our entire family, and my dedicated team, he said in his statement. I wish my colleagues every success as they continue fighting to restore the Canadian promise and holding the Liberal government to account under the unparalleled leadership of Pierre Poilievre. Curack was elected with around 80% of the vote in the riding. A by-election has yet to be called, but Prime Minister Mark Carney has indicated he would expedite the process once the need for one was made official.